Blog Talk Radio.
I got up early this morning, so I could walk the floor. I got to hit the street, 'cause there's a wolf outside my door. The bill collector's calling, and my kids need better shoes. Gonna go to church on Sunday, 'cause I got nothing left to lose. And it's a good day. Good day for the blues. It's raining cats and dogs outside, and I'm looking for a job. The man I work for laid me off. Lord, I work for him real hard, but I won't let my kids go hungry. And it's a good day. It's a real good day for the blues. Things are getting better. The check is in the mail.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Gail's Blues Joint.
How's everybody doing this wet Sunday? Hope everybody's doing well, because I certainly am. You know, the good part about this day is, if you're out there listening to me, is that we all woke up on this side of the dirt, and that's a blessing in itself. And for those who didn't, may they rest in peace, you know, because everybody is not going to make it through the night or the next day, because when our time is up, and we don't know the moment or the hour. But just be grateful and blessed that you did wake up this morning, because I certainly am, to bring you guys this blues and sassy music like I do every Sunday right here on Delicious Talk. I'm getting my shows mixed up. Gail's Blues Joint. Alrighty, I'm quite sure some of you may be familiar with, there's a feud going around between Aretha Franklin and Patti LaBelle, supposedly. Now, I don't know how true it is. I've seen the video, and it's really hard to distinguish what was actually going on during that moment when Aretha was making her grand entrance, and, you know, Patti LaBelle had touched her, you know, but it could have been a thing where they had actually grabbed hands. But you really, as far as I'm concerned, I'm not going to really say what had happened, but the media is saying that Aretha had thrown some shade on Patti LaBelle, which I really hope is not true, because both of them are dynamic, beautiful women, and they both have beautiful voices, and they're both queens in their own right. So for them to be feud each other's throat, that's, you know, a bad pill to swallow. So today's show, I'm going to do it a little bit different. I'm going to start out with a few blues, and then I'm going to get right into, I'm having a little duel between Patti LaBelle and Aretha Franklin. And it's only for your enjoyment, so it's not that I'm trying to say one is better than the other, because, like I said, they're both queens, they both have beautiful voices. And that's just what the show is going to be about today. So grab your drinks. I have the Back to Zero Martini. You can have it on the rocks or frozen. And my girl Jay sent me a couple of cases of her drinks that she had over there last night at the G-Spot Love Zone. I think it was the Midnight Kiss was one of them, and the other is the Blue Diamond Martini. I'm not sure, but anyway, she sent us a couple of cases of drinks over here to go with the food. And you know, the admission is always free here, so anytime you want to drop by, you know, to listen, or, you know, just to be in the company of some good blues music, and, you know, you can call in and make your dedication. Or, you know, and then if I don't have the song, what you can do is you can put it on MP3, and you can send it to me at gjdelicious37@gmail.com. Excuse me, you can do that, and I will play it for you. Then if there's songs that I don't have and you suggest them, you know, hopefully the next time that you do tune into the show, I will have that song for you. A lot of things have been going on. My girl Terry has released a new book, so make sure you check that out. And always check out her website. She airs every Friday at, what time does she come on Friday? At 7:30, I think it is. Check her out every Friday at 7:30. And, you know, so with that being said, we're going to get right into the music, because this little hour will go by so fast. So like I said, if you wanted to go on longer, just email me and let me know, and I will air it, you know, for maybe a half hour longer, however long you want it. But, you know, on some occasions I do that anyway. But, you know, like I said, here we go.
Something on your mind by the way you
You're in love with someone, and you know that someone don't love you. It carries a heavy burden on your heart to know that the someone that you're in love with is in love with your best friend. And I'll tell you, when someone else is rocking your cradle, you know better than you can rock your cradle yourself. Then it's only one thing for you to do. You just pack your clothes, turn around, walk out of the door. Look over your left shoulder as you go out. Then you hang your head and you say, after you have done all you could do and you can't take no more, then you go downtown, you get your big baseball bat, you come back on the scene where the both are still together, and then you just go and kick down the door. And as you kick down the door, you just start beating the hell out of everybody that you can see, everybody that comes through the door. And just as you make up your mind that you're going to try to forgive them, then out comes another one of your friends. And that really blows your mind, so you go and think about it. You say to yourself, babe, I realize I've done wrong, but please forgive me. And with a smirking smile on her face, then she look about you and she say,
if you ever think about me,
oh, I think about you, babe.
When we allow ourselves to go through uncalled for yourself to the love that you got for your child. You'll go through hell with gasoline draws on to protect that child. Now, if we can just learn to love ourselves that same way and not allow ourselves to go through hell, we'll be getting there.
It's all about me. I'm taking back my life. It's gonna be all about me, not we, and I'm gonna get it right. It's gonna be all about me. I'm taking back my life. It's gonna be all about me, not we, and I'm gonna get it right.
Now, this time I want to bring this thing a little more close up and personal. I want to talk about me. Yeah, me. In times past, I would always put that man first in my life. And I would always get in wherever I can fit in. And just to see that man smile, oh, it will make me feel like I don't want to lie. But now he can smile if he wanna or not. As long as I make myself happy and I make myself smile, I'm okay. And this man would sometimes make me cry. And then he would tell me to hush, dry those tears up. And I would do just like he said. Oh, but now, if or when you see me cry, it's because I'm happy. Now I'm doing my own thing. I'm living, loving, and enjoying life. No worries, just being happy.
It's gonna be all about me. I'm taking back my life. It's gonna be all about me.
Not we, and I'm gonna get it right.
Yeah, it's all about me. I'm taking back my life. It's gonna be all about me.
Not we, and I'm gonna get it right. Learn to love you. That's all I got to say. And that's what's wrong with a lot of people in the world today. If you learn to love yourself, you can love.
You
learn to love you. Take back your life.
Alrighty then. That was Miss Jody, Play With It Before You Lay With It. All right. Before that, Miss Jody, again, It's All About Me. She got a new walk, new talk, and it had nothing to do with you. Before that, we heard B.B. King and Miss Peaches. That's Etta James. There Is Something On My Mind. And like I had promised, we're going to have a duel between Aretha Franklin and Patti LaBelle. And with that being said, we're going to get right into that. First up is going to be the diva, Patti LaBelle. Known a tribute, Patti LaBelle and Luther Vandross. If Only For One Night, with a little bit of Aretha Franklin in there. Put on your seatbelt, sit back, relax, and enjoy I Got You.
Let me If only for one night, let me keep you near to ease away your fear. It would be so nice if only for one.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm telling you, not too late.
I did you wrong.
Yeah.
My heart went out to play. But in the game, I lost you. What a price to pay. I'm crying. Ooh, baby, baby. For me to love you, if you won't let me. It ain't no way, no way for me to give.
Eddie Murphy, Mark Curry, Shanice, Anita Baker.
Ain't no way. with all of those pills. I got me a man named Dr. Feelgood.
Good. I love that song, always have and always will. Before that, the diva, Patti LaBelle, You Turn Me On. And it took me a minute to catch on to that song. That's why I say you need to listen to the lyrics in a song when you're listening to the music. Because in that song, she said, you turn me on and I come like the pouring rain. Mm-hmm. And before that, you heard a rendition of Aretha Franklin's song that was put out back in 1968, Ain't No Way. And Patti LaBelle did a tribute to Aretha Franklin, Ain't No Way. And when she did that tribute, I saw it broadcast. They actually hugged, but Aretha kind of really didn't give her one of those, you know, warm, friendly hugs. I did notice that about her. I guess that's just her way of hugging. But, you know, when you embrace somebody and it's really from your heart, then I see a different hug. But anyway, and at the top, we heard Patti LaBelle and Luther Vandross, If Only for One Night, the late Luther Vandross, may he continue to rest in peace. And on that same CD, we had a little bit of Aretha Franklin doing little cuts, Rock Steady, Daydreamer, Jump, and Ooh Baby Baby, a rendition of Smokey Robinson. And did you hear when she said, we should have been a duel? I think not, girl. That's my man. Anyhow, we're going to get right back into the music.
Up there.
to the end of another good show, because I thought that was a very good show. And we have a caller on the line. I'm going to bring that caller in. Good evening, caller.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, darling, how are you?
I'm doing fabulous. I really enjoyed your music this evening on Gail's Blues Joint. I really enjoyed it.
Well, I am so glad you did. In case I didn't announce those last two songs, that last song that went off was Aretha Franklin, Baby, Baby, Baby. And before that, the diva Patti LaBelle, A Change Is Gonna Come. And I am so glad that you enjoyed yourself, because like I had mentioned, I definitely enjoyed myself. And I hope and I pray that Aretha, the Queen of Soul, and Patti LaBelle, the diva, are not feuding, because they both have beautiful voices, and I've loved both of them for years and years and years. So if they're feuding, and you girls may be out there listening, get over it, you know. But I know Aretha can have a bit of a aggressive attitude, because I've seen her, you know, on different programs. When she was with Wendy Williams, she was, you know, she's a little arrogant, you know, and I guess she has the right, you know, because she is the queen and all this and that. But, you know, if you're going to be a queen, you got to act like a queen, Miss Aretha, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Let it go, girl. Let it go, because the diva, she still is a diva. All righty, then, you want to let people know what you do over here on Blog Talk as well, Jade?
Oh, wow. We do a talk show called Erotic Talk Radio every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern. And then on Saturdays, we do sensual slow jams, old school R&B, and some current R&B at 10:30 p.m. Eastern time on the G-Spot Love Zone. And every now and then on the G-Spot Love Zone, we also have Erotic Poetry Night, so they can check us out there and check us out on Facebook at Erotic Talk Radio.
Right. I'm over there on Thursdays co-hosting with the beautiful Jade as well, and you can find me here every Sunday at 7 p.m. And Gail's Blues Joint, giving you guys the blues and all the sassy music you can hear. Or all the sassy music you love to hear. And like I said, if I played something that you like, you can let me know that. And if I don't, you can send me whatever you want me to play through an MP3 through my email, which is gjdelicious37@gmail.com, and I will play it. And you also can call and make a dedication. If I have it, I'll play it. If not, I'll get it. And the next time you're on, I'll definitely play it for you. And like I said, I hope everybody enjoyed themselves while they were here with me. And come back Wednesday night when I'm having a special guest, Jerome Tucker. He's going to be discussing the feminization of the male and the masculinization of the female. That should be very, very interesting, you know, because we are seeing it every day. But that's every Wednesday at 10:30 p.m. Over there, I'm bringing Sexy back. You know, and if you're out and about, you know, it's raining here. I don't know where you're at listening in the world, but if you're in the DMV, it's raining, so it's kind of, roads are kind of wet and slippery, you know. And if you're drinking, don't drive. And if you're driving, don't drink, you know, because I love talking to you guys. I don't like talking about you, you know, so don't drink, don't drive, and don't drive, and don't drink. And everybody have the rest of the beautiful weekend that's left, and, you know, get up and go to work tomorrow with a smile on your face. Ask why you smile, and tell them because you spent the evening down at Gail's Blues Joint, where the music is good, the food and drinks are free, and the people are so friendly. And I love you guys for tuning in, because you could have been anywhere but here, but you chose to be right here with your girl Delicious, along with my beautiful, beautiful friend Jade. And I'd like to make a few shout-outs while I'm on here. Shout-out to my girl Rhea up there in Chicago. Hope everything's going well for you up there, darling. And I have another friend up there, Marion. I'd like to stop in New York and say shout-out to Tammy Joan Gibbs. She has a show over there. That's entertainment every Wednesday. And coming back down here to Baltimore, Jade, you're on the line, you know, so I can make a shout-out to you as well. And all my other friends up there in Baltimore, Taloria, and my nephews up there and his mom. And I have a girlfriend, Dinksters, up there. And I want to come on back down here to Alabama and make a shout-out to my girl, Terry E. Lyle, and a couple other people down there in Alabama that I know. Hope everybody's having a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful evening. And, you know, don't do anything I wouldn't do. Which is not that much. But anyway, everybody have a beautiful evening. Love you guys. And see you guys here Wednesday night and back here next Sunday at Gail's Blues Joint. Good night, everybody, and thank you.
Okay, the Apollo has been standing for 70 years, which is amazing when you consider that each and every time that this woman has set foot on the stage, she has blown the roof off the building. Please welcome the incomparable Patti LaBelle.
Don't be afraid of the dark. the banjo singers, the band.
My Nana got the best radio show on the internet.